This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1720. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 7th, Algeria, Australia, Cambodia, Canada, China, Cuba, Greece, India, Iran, Korea North, Korea South, Malaysia, Mexico, Mongolia, North America, Palau, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Russia, Spain, Sudan, Tajikistan, Ukraine, USA, Uzbekistan, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. As we mentioned last week, Radio Australia is threatened with budget cuts, if not annihilation. It seems that Tuesday, May 13th is the date. The government will be releasing their budget plans. Bill Harms in Maryland on May 2nd, reading a story in The Age of Melbourne, provides a somewhat alarming headline of his own, "Goodbye, Radio Australia." Well, it's not quite that dire yet, we hope. You see, Radio Australia has already been made a subsidiary of the ABC's international television service called the Australia Network. And within Australia, the shortwave service is hardly mentioned, but it is likely to be affected. John Filiozzi in New York comments, "Tony Abbott and his commission of audit are bald-faced shills for private and corporate interests, period. The commission, a hand-picked group chosen by a prime minister seen as a right-wing extremist, but elected due to dysfunctional splits within the former Labour government, produced a report that recommends a litany of cuts in government spending and social insurance that reads like a corporate libertarian's wet dream. No justification is offered for this wholesale policy shift, since the report blithely assumes that the rationality of its ideological agenda is a given. The Australia Network portion of the report is minuscule in comparison to other recommendations, and Radio Australia is part of that network. No valid reasons for this are offered in the report, because the government is ideologically opposed to public media. The closure of the Australia Network is a long-held objective of Rupert Murdoch, which tells you all you need to know about the genesis of this recommendation. Private media in Australia is so ownership concentrated that the ABC, the highly respected public broadcaster, as evidenced in poll after poll, offers virtually the only substantial alternative voice within the Australia media structure. It's no wonder that Murdoch and Abbott want to see it minimized, if not altogether destroyed." What can listeners abroad do who have no standing as far as the Australian government is concerned? Ian Baxter in New South Wales says, "Complain to the right people right now." That's W-R-I-T-E. Write or email the appropriate federal minister expressing your interest in the continuation of Radio Australia. The government was releasing preliminary news of fiscal tightening intentions before a firm budget was released, mainly as a barometer of public media and reaction. It would be in the interest of Radio Australia listeners to write to the appropriate minister now that you listen to Radio Australia via shortwave or internet before any firm decisions are made by the Liberal National Coalition. The two ministers likely to be responsible for this, and their websites where you may find a way to contact them, are the Minister for Communications, Malcolm Turnbull. It's www.minister.communications.gov.au, or the Minister for Foreign Affairs. That's foreignminister.gov.au. About that new clandestine I mentioned last week, Cambodian Media Network, David Koenig points out that the scheduling, which I said was Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, refers to local time, but by universal time, since it's at 2300 UT, the correct days of the week are actually Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. 2300 to 2330. It was on 9940 originally, but S. Hasegawa in Japan says as of May 6th, they shifted to 9940. 1945. Transmitter site Tajikistan. It was also heard on the original frequency 9940 May 1st, opening at 2300 by Koji Hashimoto in Japan. Vermont Public Radio listeners in the Montreal area are up in arms because the Montreal station CJLO AM 1690 has applied to the CRTC for an FM relay on the Vermont frequency, 107.9. This was discussed in detail on last week's International Radio Report from CKUT.ca. That is May 4th. You can find it in their archives. Thanks to Artie Bigley and Charles Gauthier for bringing this to our attention. Ron Howard in California reports on PBS Hunan China 4990. Since April 17th, I've heard this dominating the frequency daily through May 7th. During monitoring from about 12:30 to 14:30. This was a rapid and dramatic improvement of reception, so I assume something was done to improve their old transmitter, or it may be a brand new one. Only occasionally now is there interference from India. On May 5th, the World Radio TV Handbook released the first version of its comprehensive A14 update to the printed book. This is a PDF file available free for anyone to download whether you've bought the book or not. However, you might consider doing so or sending them a contribution in gratitude. Go to WRTH.com. Looking through it, I found a few items which deserve comment. Under China, it says, Voice of the South China Sea, a government station, plans uncertain at the moment, service limited currently to Hainan province. Well, there had been a shortwave transmission, which we reported 3 weeks ago, on 17710 from 0640 until sign-off at 0700 UT, said Chuck Albertson in Washington. So this needs to be reconfirmed. North Americans continue to be upset that there's a sesquihour overlap between India and Cuba on 11670. All India radio had been audible until 2230 UT. On that frequency. But a few weeks ago, Arne Coro decided to start Radio Havana earlier at 2100. And of course, over here, the stronger signal is from Cuba. Both are actually intended for Europe. So what we hear is just overhearing. But Rob Wagner in Australia reports to Australian DX News on that situation. At 2100 UT, April 28th, he was listening to the Taventa receiver in the Netherlands. And he says, All India Radio covers Havana completely, a woeful choice of frequency, leaving Havana in the clear only after India signs off at 2230. So if Arnie really wants Havana to get into Europe, he'd better move. But by doing so, in effect, he'll be admitting that he made a big blunder, and I'm not sure he can do that. Among the many anomalies at RHC this week, I noticed that 6165, the English frequency, UT May 7th, was missing from the 0100 and 0200 broadcasts at least, but instead English was on 5040, which is normally in Spanish, along with English on one other frequency, 6000. On May 4th, 6th, and 7th, the only frequencies from Greece audible during my customary monitoring during the 0100 UT hour were 7475 and 9420, playing the usual Greek music, not heard on any of the other higher frequencies. At least they're still on the air, but it still remains unclear how the domestic broadcasting situation in Greece will affect shortwave. We mentioned that April 27th had been the target date for the replacement agency, NERIT, to take over from ERT, although re-employing many of the people who used to work for ERT. An update on that via Mike Terry from GreekReporter.com on May 5th. NERIT has begun transmissions and launched its first program on May 4th. The sudden closure of its predecessor, ERT, last June caused public outrage and the withdrawal of the Democratic left from the coalition government and Prime Minister Antonis Samaras. The Greek government had claimed the former broadcaster was ineffective, with 2,600 employees and annual costs amounting to 300 mega euros. NERIT began transmissions May 4th with staff from EDT, Greece's interim public broadcaster, which went on the air in July last year by rehiring ERT employees. The president of NERIT said the launch would be modest. Procedural problems had delayed the launch from April 27th. However, the Greek government's decision to shut down ERT is still being criticized. A commentator of the influential Daily, as reported by Tovima, said after more than 10 months, it's more than obvious that the shutdown of ERT was a hasty and slipshod decision. Monitoring India, Wolfgang Büschel in Germany remarks that several of the transmissions listed on the new A14 schedule at the AR website from the Aligarh site have been missing on May 5th and 6th. Are they refurbishing or what's the problem? Tim Bucknell in the UK, who hunts harmonics, reports hearing the Vivid Bharati service 9870 on its second harmonic 19740 May 4th at 12:59 UT. I rather enjoy the music on the Kazakh service of Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. And furthermore, I can't understand a word of it. It's at 0120 to 0220 UT, coming in surprisingly well way over here on 11820 and also on 9790. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports a new time and frequency for North Korea Reform Radio since May 1st. Transmitter's site remains Uzbekistan. It had been at 15 to 16 UT on 9380, but now it's at 1430 to 1530 on 9300. Since May 2nd, Ron Howard in California has been hearing a KBS South Korea domestic service transmitter on a new frequency, 6135, such as at 1241 UT, and an English lesson at 1300. Unfortunately, 6135 is the current frequency for the clandestine Seabreeze Shokaze, starting at 1330, and the North Korean jamming starts much earlier, also interfering with this station. A strange coincidence. They're all on 6135. He and others have been trying to figure out which transmitter site and which program it is from KBS, but this is not clear. At first, Ron thought it might be a move from 6015 by KBS Hanminjok Bangsong number 1, but it turns out still to be there and getting its own jamming starting at 12:50. Zaharias Liangas in Greece, who has a particular interest in Malaysia, says no signal from RTM Sarawak these days as of May 2nd, not even via their stream. Not clear if he's referring to 9835 and or 11665. However, Harold Sellers in British Columbia did hear 11665 YFM May 3rd at 1334, called to prayer at 1338. Ron Howard in California replies, 9835 has been silent now for several weeks or more. However, he's still hearing Asyik FM on 6050. But another one missing for at least a week was Radio Classic 5964.69, while Harold Sellers on May 3rd also heard Active Tracks FM on 7295 around 1330. The sporadic EETVDX season has officially begun, at least for me in Oklahoma. The morning of May 2nd, I was getting lots of analog Mexican TV stations on channels 2 through 6 and a bit of FM. Although it's difficult to identify individual stations, details reported in the new DX Listening Digest, when published, number 14-19, via worldofradio.com. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigahertz, this is World of Radio, number 1720. Your contributions always welcome. Martin H. Gallus in Springfield, Illinois, sent one via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. An alternative method of contributing is via check or money order in the P-mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK 73702. More on Voice of Mongolia, whose external service has been rather sporadic lately. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal confirms hearing the English broadcast May 5th at 0900 on 12085. Presumably Mongolian at 9:30, and he then heard Mandarin at 10:00 and Japanese at 10:30, although he says there are some traces of overmodulation. More reports of the anti-Christian pirate radio station YHWH, Ron Howard in California, heard it May 5th from 0217 to off at 0234 in the 40-meter ham band 7185 LSB. He says he reports it to ARRL, who are trying to locate the pirate with direction-finding equipment. And John Carson, Oklahoma, says the YHWH pirate is getting pretty bold. He was on 7194 LSB. And more recently, on 14274.75 USB, seemingly not worried about the FCC. Specifically, John says he heard 7182 LSB April 27th at 0415, then 7194 at 0315 on Wednesday, and 14274 and 3/4 UT Sunday at 0345, always on the ham bands. Well, he also broadcasts on the shortwave broadcasting bands. May 7th at 0113 UT, my frequent band scanning made it easy to recognize something extraordinary on a frequency normally vacant, 11725. Four notes with variations making up an interval signal, and then at 0115, the YHWH ID and starting to read an article. Then later that same evening at 0300 UT, Ron Howard says he heard YHYH on 7300. He also likes to broadcast on the edge of ham bands. Should you hear a preacher in Spanish on 9930, you may not guess where it's transmitted from unless you research it as I did. This was Sunday, May 4th, ending at 1244 UT with a South Bend address. Yes, it's World Harvest Radio, not from South Carolina, but from T8WH Palau. Looking at their schedule, Eternal Good News is at 1230 Sundays on that frequency, supposedly in English. But it seems that EGN broadcasts in other languages as well. It's a bonus of doing business with World Harvest Radio. But there's no significant Spanish audience in Southeast Asia, unless a remnant from the colonial era in Guam, the Marianas, or the Filipinas, where, of course, Tagalog is heavily Spanish-influenced. Ron Howard in California updates us on Papua New Guinea activity on the 90-meter band. You, of course, cannot expect any given frequency to be on the air every day. But here's what he heard recently. 3260 NBC Madang, May 3rd, 1142, to sign off at 1203. In Talk Pigeon with Popular Songs, on 3325, May 7th at 1202 to off at 1216, NBC Bougainville. He says, this had not been heard by me in a long time, mixing with and slightly better than RRI Palangkaraya, Indonesia. NBC had a DJ in Talk Pigeon playing pop songs but no news, while RRI was all talk with Jakarta News on the Hour. Great to hear this one again. And on 3385, until sign-off at 1201 UT, May 4th, 5th, and 6th, always going off the air via a timer, NBC East New Britain. He says very nice to find them back again, and by far the strongest PNG currently being heard. Also checking for One Talk Radio Lite, 50 Hz below 7325, after recently hearing them again, May 5th at 1406, no trace. I continue to track every night or two the continually lightening cutoff time of Radio Chasqui, Peru, 5980. As of May 7th, the cutoff did not come until 28 seconds past 0110 UT, much later than previous cycles before they reset their timer closer to 0100. Who could have guessed only a few years ago that Russia would soon become a rare country on shortwave broadcasting? Roman Pankov in Bulgaria tells us about one station which still exists on 7325. It's Adige Radio in the Republic of the same name, A-D-Y-G-E-Y. He says, for decades it's on the air on Mondays, Fridays, and Sundays, not on Tuesdays. Now it's heard Fridays from 17 UT and Sundays from 18 in Adigean, and Mondays from 17 in Adigean, followed by translations in Arabic and Turkish. Also, some of the Turkish texts are further translated into Kurdish. As he observed on the 21st, 25th, and 27th of April, and reported to Russ DX. However, Bill Harms in Maryland says, despite the crisis with Russia and the closing of the shortwave stations, the Voice of Russia still sends QSL cards. I received one for an April 2nd report of their program via WZHF in Arlington, Virginia, on 1390 kHz. So, the Voice of Russia still gets to be heard in our nation's capital, unlike the Voice of America in theirs. Should you want to hear those 5-minute minority language broadcasts from Spain, the WRTH update shows your only chance is now Saturdays from 1505 to 1520 on one frequency, 21610 to the Mideast, in Catalan, Galician, and not Basque, but Spanish, but I assume the last 5 minutes are about Euskadi affairs, the Basque language being just too risky to allow on the air. The target broadcast for Sudan, Radio Miraya FM, is getting rave reviews for its shortwave service, currently on 11560, until closing at 0558 UT, well, at least for its music. In the Mayor Tip Sheet, Kenneth Vitozicki in Michigan says, English pop music from Africa, including such toe-tappers as Baby I'm Sorry. Absolutely no announcements of any kind, starting at 0520 UT. It faded down a bit by the end. He would have liked to have heard an ID. In Australian DX News, Rob Wagner says, Radio Miraya, pleased to see this one back on 25 meters for the season. They were not heard well in the B13 season on 9940. It just doesn't make it to Australia. I enjoy the programming. Fabulous music for their breakfast show. The language is Arabic, but plenty of English can also be heard at various times. A good signal at 0440 on April 7th and should get stronger over the coming weeks into the southern winter. Furthermore, in the NASFA flash sheet, Mike Nikolich in Illinois says, 11560, April 29th at 0320 to 0410, booming in with a program to South Sudan, a wonderful combo of Afro, rap, hip-hop, and reggae, numerous IDs, including an English promo at 0359 for news about South Sudan, a very cool radio station. On May 1st, Keith Perrone notified us, on May 18th, we'll be doing the first test from our own site in Taiwan, targeting Southeast Asia, 13 to 14 UT on 11765 with 20 kilowatts. That's PCJ Radio International. To cut down the bureaucratic process of registering a frequency, Radio Taiwan International will be letting us use one of their frequencies for this test. I see in the AUKI listings there's a one-hour gap. On 11765, Taiwan finishes Vietnamese at 13, and CRI starts English at 14. Again, that's Sunday, May 18th. I might have held this announcement one more week, but some of next week's World of Radio broadcasts will be after May 18th. Another Harmonic DX catch by Tim Bucknell in England, May 4th at 1302 UT. Tajikistan Radio 1, the domestic service 4765 on its fourth harmonic, 19060. Like Russia, Ukraine no longer has any external shortwave broadcasting at high power, but there is a little station which is apparently private called Radio Dniprovska Vilya on 11980.1. Ivo Ivanov says it's 300 watts non-directional using compatible upper sideband in Ukrainian, and it's non-directional. The previous schedule was Saturdays and Sundays only at 0600 to 0800 UT, but it was heard on Friday, May 2nd at 0700 to 0830. So he suggests it may be on the air daily now instead of weekends only, but no further confirmation of that. It doesn't say anything about the program source either. Previously, it had just been relaying the main Ukrainian government program. The third transmitter of WTWW using 12105 only has been missing most of the time lately. No more Bible presentations in Russian, Arabic, Portuguese, French, Spanish. It has appeared, however, occasionally carrying other programming. To our surprise, last Thursday, May 1st, even including World of Radio at unexpected times, 0530 and 1530 UT. However, we can't expect that to be a regular occurrence. Ted Randall has also played his own QSO show and his country music request show at unexpected times on 12105, so it pays to keep an ear on that frequency. I understand that it's being reconfigured, that is, its programming, and approximately May 22nd is to resume with more biblical presentations in many more languages on an expanded schedule. It's unusual to hear any U.S. radio station playing the Star Spangled Banner anymore, something I lament very much, except perhaps when carrying a ball game. However, I ran across a daytimer signing off with a nice harmonious male quartet singing our national anthem. Tune in just before 0130 UT during May on 1190 kHz. It's KKOJ in Jackson, southwestern Minnesota. In the middle of the night, May 6th, around 0600 UT, tuning to 1510 kHz, I was surprised to hear a station playing songs in Spanish, and it ID'd as WQQW La Que Buena. That's supposed to be a daytime-only station, 1 kilowatt in the St. Louis, Missouri market. Not only did the first week of May herald the opening of the summer sporadic e-season, TVDX from Mexico, and we hope Canada later, but also the spring tropospheric DX season affecting VHF and UHF. The mornings of May 6th and 7th, despite the wildfires in Oklahoma, there was enough humidity in the air toward the north and east to bring in TVDX, this time digital DX, from as far as Omaha, Nebraska, and Springfield, Missouri. Furthermore, I was getting some low-power TV stations in Wichita, Kansas, not that far away, about 100 miles, but considering the power, they qualify as good DX. And these low-power stations had multiple sub-channels. And one of those was Ebru TV, EBRU, a supposedly cable-only channel I'd never heard of before, with connections to Turkey and Azerbaijan, yet they also broadcast Doctor Who. In the British DX club, Rémi Fries in France has been hearing what sounds like jamming around 198 kHz. Could it be something to do with the Ukrainian situation? Dave Kenny suggests it could be Algeria testing a new long-wave DRM transmitter. The propagation outlook from Prague, geomagnetic field active to disturbed, May 10th. Quiet to active on the 11th, 12th, 19th, 22nd, 23rd, and 29th. Quiet to unsettled on the 17th, 18th, and 28th. Otherwise, quiet or mostly quiet. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1720.